T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Monday. Hopefully you have a safe ride around town if you're headed into work still or if you're already working out there. Mike Conley going to jump into the program. We're going to talk to him about the Hawks taking on the Sixers tonight and all this dust-up about load management and Luka and whatnot. We'll talk to him about that and, of course, maybe get a little peek into Atlanta United tomorrow night back at home. We'll do that coming up in 20 minutes. First, though, some of the headlines, and this is a huge week. The big story today is about how all four major teams in town have something major on their plate this week, and that includes the United and the Hawks. Also includes the Atlanta Falcons, where today, Hugh, the Combine is opening in Indianapolis. The Combine, for television purposes, is being moved to prime time this week.
Prime time.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. No more in the day. Used to be we'd watch the Combine here and comment in the last hour of our program because it's starting 9 in the morning. But
yeah,
they're not going to do that anymore. They're moving it 4 to 11 p.m. And a lot of the big-name stars who are going to be throwing or running will be put into that 8 to 11 p.m. window for the purposes of having, you know, the quarterbacks will be 8 to 11 p.m., for example, Hugh. I mean, they'll put them into that late window so that you can have a chance to look at these quarterbacks. The big days for us are going to be Thursday to watch the tight ends because the Falcons might be in the position of getting a tight end, and certainly and the running backs, and then Saturday to watch the defensive linemen and defensive ends, defensive linemen. Those are going to be the days we lock in on and see what the Falcons see as they go up there for this combine. There's going to be a lot of eyes on the combine, maybe more so than normal in the sense that there are some players that a lot of people are really intrigued by, you. And so as a result, I'm curious, do you think the combine, because you've been there and done that, is it overrated or is it underrated?
I think that's a good question. I think it's probably a little overrated because you look at, there's been a lot of guys who have been combine warriors and they're not great pros. So I think it's overrated in that sense. I think it's underrated in the sense where fans' interest in watching it is underrated. And I think that's why the NFL is doing what it's doing, because it gives the average person the ability to feel like they know a lot more or gives them something to talk about. I mean, listen, man, we deal with it every day. People love information. People love like feeling like they know something that you don't. Or they have the leg up, especially when it comes to certain players, and that's what feeds the beast, and that's what the NFL is doing. It's feeding the beast. It's giving us all out access to the combine, or so people think, so that they can know everything that the coaches know, so they can feel like they are in right there in the war room when it comes to these teams drafting people.
To your point, quarterbacks throw on Saturday night primetime. I'm going to be very interested to see what the ratings are for NFL. They could be, well, first off, understand, they'll be, I think, record-smashing ratings for the Combine. But that's set against the fact that the Combine's ratings haven't been very good because they were at 9 in the morning. But having said that, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how many people do tune in. And you're right.
Everybody and their mother. I could see this, with this being in prime time, John. It was on Friday night, the quarterback's throw. At every bar in the city that serves an adult beverage, the combine is probably going to be on.
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Thursday. Well, okay, fine. Thursday night. Every bar in the city is going to be, you know, that serves adult beverages is going to have the combine on. And people are going to be sitting there watching it. And there's going to be a lot of in-depth conversation. Now, some might more know more than others, but there's going to be so much conversation about this that the next day when that person wakes up, said person wakes up, they're going to feel like they know everything that they need to know about the particular player that their team might be interested in. Mm-hmm. That's how this is going to go.
Yeah, it's going to be Thursday night quarterbacks, tight ends, and wide receivers. And then Friday, offensive linemen, kickers, special teams, running backs are on Friday. Defensive linebackers on Saturday. And then the defensive backs always go last. And they'll be the only one Sunday. Sunday's going to be 2-7. It's not going to be in prime time. But that's a fascinating thing, and we'll be talking a lot about the combine this week in terms of the winners, the losers, and again, you're right. I mean, some guys go out there. John Ross of Washington set a combine record for the 40. Has he been any good as a pro?
No, really. I'll tell you, but people are fascinated by numbers. Teams are, like, you still have some old-school squads that they're going to look at numbers, and they're going to be swooned by somebody's numbers, somebody's combine numbers, somebody's shuttle run numbers. It all depends on what team puts an emphasis on what aspect of the draft. Some people get swooned over the vertical jump,
mm-hmm.
You know, the cone drill. So it just all depends. 40 times.
Well,
40 there are dash.
I've always heard that the two guys who killed the combine more than any other from the wide receiver position, and maybe the overall combine, were Megatron and Julio. And it was the Julio combine that got the Falcons to say, we'll sell that, we'll do that five-player trade thing.
That with a broken foot? When he did that?
He was insane. His verticals, his long jumps, his 40s, his cone drills, everything.
I think with those positions, yeah, you could probably glean a lot from that. But, you know, like D lineman, interior lineman, all stuff, I don't know.
Big story today, the big headlines for all four teams, Falcons with the combine. Braves play today again against the Toronto Blue Jays. Good outing by King Felix. Granted, it's only two innings. Not so good outing by Bryce Wilson. And a lot of focus going on to that pitching staff, which is where I think, as we look at third base with Camargo and Riley, that's fine. But a lot of focus has really got to go on that starting pitching, because at the moment, I think we really don't know who the number two starter is going to be. Max Fried will pitch today. He certainly has a chance to win that number two role, I think, behind Mike Soroka. Maybe Sean Newcomb does too. What kind of an impact will King Felix have on the team? I have no idea, you.
One day at a time. Like any professional athlete, you try to build your confidence right now. Good outing, fan, two batters. That's a good start. Two innings, good start. That's all you can hope for. And hopefully it gets better as we progress through this. It's against the Baltimore Orioles, man, so it's not a whole lot you can't take from that.
And there's some talk about the Astros and about, you know, talk about load management here, about the Astros, you know, how they're going to handle Altuve and Bregman during the spring. They may only play them at their home games because they don't want them going on the road. They're a little afraid of what could happen. There's also talk of Altuve and Bregman sitting out the road opener on Friday in April 3rd when they play in Los Angeles or Greater Los Angeles.
Like, this is the thing that I don't understand. They're not the only two people that did it, but they're the ones that catch the most heat. Like, I guess it's because of the way they handled it. Correct.
Well, Altuve with the home run and then not wanting to show it's like it's video guilt by association.
Okay, but still, John, the whole team is guilty. But they're the martyrs. Not martyrs. They're the sacrificial lambs.
I think they were the two that were offered immunity.
But the whole team did it.
I know.
That's my point. Like, these two cats right here are taking the most heat for something collectively that everybody decided to do. And they are the poster children for cheating right now. Those two.
Right. And by the way, guess what's going to be coming now? They say a congressional investigation.
Here we go. You know.
Here we go.
You know, that's like, boy, it sucks to be you, bro.
Man, it really sucks to be you. Rob Manfred's going to, because he didn't handle this right, we're going to have to get those people.
I guess
because
those are two recognizable faces.
Yeah, I mean, you're never gonna convince Congress of not being able to grandstand at the right time, you know? All of these people up in front of a subpoena in Congress.
How do you know Madison Bumgarner wasn't doing rodeo work? Who didn't know that? Like, come on now. I mean, I didn't know, but I'm just saying. Like, people that, like, baseball fan, who did, like, he been doing it for a while. How you didn't know that? Under a pseudonym.
Pseudonym, yeah. You guys are nuts. Well, I love working here.
Mason, what was his name? Mason what?
Mason Rudolph, and he was yelling at people.
Mason Saunders?
Smashed through in the
helmet. Hey, I'm Mason Saunders. How you doing? You know what? You look like Madison Bumgarner. No, that's not me. I don't know what you mean. What is that? I got a cowboy hat on. That guy wears a baseball cap. It's not me. Nothing to see here, people. Keep it moving. Just going to do my rodeo thing.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
And then somebody took a picture and all of a sudden found out. Like, wow. Boy, we got our priorities, like, really screwed up, huh? Boy, that movement on that rope looks very, looks familiar. Looks stupid.
Meantime, the other big stories here as we move on here, just because I want to get the last two in before we get to
my bad, dog. You got
no,
it.
No, it's all good. Sounds like it's going to be an okay night tomorrow night in Kennesaw. The weather's going to hold.
It'll okay.
Be, yeah, well, around 50 degrees and no rain. I mean, that's okay.
Hey, man, it was 50 degrees yesterday. It was kind of chilly out there. Just saying.
I mean, yeah, but pouring down rain is not good. And,
yeah,
you know,
probably, yeah, it's not.
Remember last year when the pouring down rain in D.C.? When they played
I do.
Oh,
I do,
man. Remember. Or how about their opening year, if you recall, they played in a blizzard in Minnesota. A blizzard in Minnesota against Minnesota United. Yeah, I mean, that was ugly that night. But anyway, so it sounds like an okay day for Atlanta United as they get ready. Mike Conley's going to jump into the program. We'll talk to him about United, and we'll certainly talk about the Hawks who go for Hugh, like it or not here, win number three in a row. And so some people are already talking about, well, you got a tank. Now, I want to address this for a moment.
Tank?
This whole thing about the Hawks tanking, if you listen to Travis Schlang.
Wait a minute, why?
Because they want to get a top draft pick. They don't understand that the lottery, you know, even if you have the worst record and you're Golden State, you may end up with the fourth pick in the lottery, right? If you have the second, you may end up with a fifth pick. If you have the third, you may end up with a sixth pick. So there's no reason to
real you have a better position to be in position for a game of chance. Basically, that's what
basically,
you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rather than try to grow the team, get better on the court, set yourself up for next year.
You get more balls. That's what it is.
Yep.
You're playing for more balls. We're taking for balls.
Ping pong balls.
All right. Yeah, that's exciting.
You ever play Keno? Anybody out there ever play Keno?
I tried to play Keno.
You don't win at Keno, do you?
They say you can win. You win. Your chance to win at Keno are pretty good. Like, I have heard that on the commercials that we play here. I haven't experienced winning on the Keno side. Atlanta soccer supporters. I'm going to mess that up and said Hawks fans. Atlanta soccer supporters. Stop by Twin Peaks in Kennesaw this Tuesday from 2 to 7 for Dukes and Bell live broadcast. Brought to you by Reformation Brewery. Is that Reformation? That's Reformation. Yeah, Reformation Brewery. Grab a cold golden spike lager from Reformation Brewery at Twin Peaks this Tuesday. That's it. That's all I got.
Mike Conley, man of many hats on Atlanta United and the Hawks. Live next on The Morning Show after a CBS Sports Minute. Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. We told you a big story today is the big week ahead for every team in town. Everybody's got something. Braves spring training, Falcons combine. Atlanta United's back home tomorrow night. We'll get to them in just a moment. And the Atlanta Hawks go for three wins in a row as they take on the Sixers in Philadelphia tonight. Man of many hats, Mike Conti in studio.
Mike Conti, how are you doing today?
Let's get busy, shall we?
All right, let's get to it. Did you argue with Mark Cuban?
No, I wasn't arguing with Mark Cuban. So Mark Cuban is very upset about what happened with the goaltending call.
Yeah, too bad.
You know, the inadvertent whistle, which, as an aside, I didn't tell this to Mark Cuban, but I'll say it over the radio. Don't rest your two best players if you're worried about losing.
Bingo.
Basically.
I mean, that's on you.
Yep.
But anyhow, so he was upset about what happened there at the end. You know, Steve and I have kind of an advantage, though, because when they do a replay review, we can hear the communication between the referees and the replay center in New Jersey. The reason why they allow us to hear that is so we can explain to our listeners, and so the TV announcers can explain to their viewers what they are reviewing and what the outcome of the review is. So we can hear that communication. They reviewed it because they called goaltending on the block shot for Trey, and they weren't sure if it was goaltending, so they went to the monitor. And what they determined was that it was, in fact, not goaltending, but John Collins was already tipping the ball back up at the time the whistle blew. Okay, so that's the explanation I tweeted, because Mark Cuban was upset. Mark Cuban then came back and disputed that explanation from the official. I don't think he was disputing anything about me personally. And then he kind of kept going and kept going and kept going. I don't blame Mark Cuban for being upset. I mean, it was an unusual sequence. And now they filed a protest and all that. But just to dispel, before this goes
so
any further.
So we ain't got to go see Mark Cuban?
No.
We ain't got to go
like
see
Mark Cuban.
Okay.
I like Mark Cuban.
Just, you know, because I know people.
Oh, I know you know people. Yeah. No, he's a Pennsylvania guy. He's a passionate owner who's standing up for his team. I have no problem with that whatsoever. He just chose my explanation as the one to kind of go in on. But
so,
that's okay.
So, Mike Conti, with all that being said, they're filing a complaint. And the biggest part of this complaint, they want to play those 10 seconds back. Yeah. How realistic is that? Can that happen?
Yes, it can happen.
Stop playing.
There's precedent for it happening. You know, the team that it last happened to was the Atlanta Hawks back in 2008. They had a game against Miami where they accidentally fouled out Shaquille O'Neal with like a minute to play.
Mm-hmm.
Miami protested, and they brought the two teams back, and they replayed the final minute. No one scored in the final minute. But that was also before a regularly scheduled Hawks Heat game. The Hawks and Mavericks don't play again. So you're talking about a major logistical challenge to find an open date on the schedule and then bring the Mavericks back to play the final 10 seconds. Here's going to be the issue, though. And this is why I think there is a chance that this could be replayed.
Okay.
So Rodney Mott, the lead official, spoke to a pool reporter after the game. And he said that when they looked at the replay, they determined, again, no goaltending, but the ball hit the rim, so no shot clock violation, and that he blew his whistle as Collins was in his shooting motion, which is exactly what we heard them tell the replay center, and that's what I tweeted Mark Cuban, okay? Rodney Mott said, Rule 2 says that if there is continuation as the whistle blows, in this case Collins in his shooting motion, as the whistle is blowing, then that's a legal basket because it's continuation. Just as, you know, you have a foul and a guy takes another step and lays it up and they count the basket. That's what continuation is. But I actually looked up Rule 2 in the rule book, the inadvertent whistle rule, and it says, when a whistle is erroneously sounded, whether the ball is in a possession or non-possession status, it is an inadvertent whistle and shall be interpreted as a suspension of play.
Upon immediately.
Yes, and that's what Mark Cuban and the Mavericks are arguing.
And they may be right, by the way.
They might be right. So, I honestly don't know. Because I can't find a citation in the rule book that addresses continuation in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I could take Rodney Mott at his word and say, yeah, that's the rule. I can't find that, though. So I think it's interesting because, you know, the league puts out its last 2 minutes report on all officiating situations in the last 2 minutes of games that are 5 points or less. They did not address this call in the report last night. They said the Mavericks are protesting it. They would not declare it to be a correct or incorrect call. Adam Silver has 5 days to make a ruling on this. They have not announced a fine for Mark Cuban. They have not announced a ruling or anything like that. The longer this goes where we don't hear anything, the more I think there is a chance, slim chance, but a chance that they could get a replay.
Could,
but again, it's on the Mavericks for not playing the two best players.
But here's the thing about a replay. Could they actually put Doncic and Porzingis into the game?
No. No, they cannot. No, it's got to be the same, and in this case, 11 players, not 13. It's got to be the same 11 players who were playing that night. So, no, it's not like you can get a replay and have Porzingis take the jump ball and flick it out to Luka Doncic for a game-winning three. You can't do that. It's crazy.
Crazy. Thinking about that is pretty crazy.
But again, don't put yourself in this position. You know,
your guys.
Like, right. You know, if the Mavericks think, oh, we're going to Atlanta, automatic win, they aren't paying attention. The Hawks have won 6 of their last 7
exactly.
At home. Okay, over the last 18 games, it's an 82-game season, so 18 games is almost a full quarter of the season. Hawks have played 500 ball over their last 18 games. So if you're making this assumption now, you're playing the Hawks, automatic win, that is an incorrect assumption based on the way they have played basically over this last quarter of the season. That's on them.
So how do you feel personally, if you can speak on this, about the load management situation? Because there's a lot of people on.
I hate it. You don't need to load manage a 20-year-old. Okay, Luka Doncic is 20 years old. You don't need to now, Porzingis is a little different because he does have legitimate knee issues, and he's a little bit older, and he's been in and out for them a bunch this year. So they have done this a lot. The Doncic thing is flagrant load management, okay? If he was good enough to play 34 minutes the night before in Orlando, and I know Rick Carlisle says he has a sore ankle, and he did have an ankle injury before the All-Star break, but he didn't look too injured in Orlando on Friday night. That's what bothers me. Like, you don't need to load manage a 20-year-old. And I heard you guys last hour. It's really frustrating for the fans. It's really frustrating for the league and its broadcast partners. We had been hyping up this Trey versus Luka matchup for 48 hours. We didn't get it. Rick Carlisle is entitled to manage his roster however he wants. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't good for the league. And I rattled off a list on Saturday of all the players who have load managed their way out of appearances in Atlanta this year. It's a big list. It's Doncic, it's Kawhi Leonard, it's Paul George, it's Russell Westbrook, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving's a little more of an injury situation, D'Angelo Russell, and that doesn't even include like Curry and Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, all these guys who are out for the year. It's tough.
We have a couple of minutes left here. I do want to get to Motagua and the game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Sounds like the weather's going to hold, and what are you expecting tomorrow night?
It's going to rain today and then clear out, or not clear out, but be cloudy for tomorrow. So weather shouldn't be a factor. That pitch at Kennesaw drains really well. No fears there. Motagua played a league match on Saturday, and they played to a scoreless draw against a team that they probably should have beaten. But they played a very heavily rotated lineup. 10 of the 11 players who started against Atlanta United, including their goalkeeper, did not start against Real Dominguez on Saturday. So they're going kind of all in for this return leg here at Kennesaw. It's pretty straightforward for Atlanta United. They win, they go through. They get a scoreless draw, they go through. If it's a 1-1 draw, they'll go to penalties. If it's any other draw with goals or a Motagua win, then Motagua will go through. So Atlanta United's in good shape, but they got to get an early goal, kind of like they did against Herediano last year at Kennesaw when they scored in the first minute, kind of take the pressure off and hopefully make this a low-stress situation, because then Atlanta United's got to turn right around and play Saturday in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a busy week for Atlanta United. That's two matches in the span of 5 days, and the roster is not as deep as it could be right now because you do have some injury situations. Hopefully, Mateus Hosetta does play tomorrow. Sounds like he will. Hopefully, Jake Mulroney is available tomorrow. Sounds like he will be. But then you have Miles Robinson and George Bello and some of those other players who are still dealing with injuries. Will they be available tomorrow? We'll probably find out today. But hopefully, if they can't play tomorrow, they can play against Nashville on Saturday.
Dan, you answered all the questions in a hot minute. We have no more questions.
Yep. If there are still tickets available, I urge you to go to atlutd.com and get in on that, because last year that match against Herediano at Kennesaw I thought was one of the best match day atmospheres of the year for Atlanta United. Like you said, John, the weather's going to be okay. It will be fun to see international soccer in an intimate venue like that. Of course, if you can't go, we'll have it on 92.9 The Game at 7:30.
All right.
Mike Connie, man of many hats, of course, going to be broadcasting tomorrow night from Fifth Third Bank in Kennesaw live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks, Mike.
Me and Mark Cuban are good.
No beef.
Stop that right now. No beef.
We ain't got to go see Mark
Cuban.
If you
go to Shark Tank, he's not going to say I'm out.
We're good. We're good.
Andy Randy, top of the hour on this Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can stream us 24-7, 365. Get the app at the App Store for radio.com. Morning show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Mentioned this is a very busy week. Hawks tonight against the 76ers, as Tanitra was talking about. Pregame at 6:30, tip at 7. Can they make it 3 in a row? For the first time this year, they've won 2 in a row, 3 times, but they haven't yet put together a 3-game win streak. So let's see if they can't win 3 in a row for the first time this year, and then they're back home.
That would be pretty impressive.
This week against Orlando on Wednesday, and tickets available at Hawks.com.
That would be impressive.
Yeah, I think it would, too.
Does it count?
What?
Without Doncic, without Porzingis, without
Simmons. Let me see. Let me check the NBA standings
I'm
here
just
for
saying,
a moment.
Does it really count?
Does it say with no Doncic?
They just said
it don't count.
The whole Golden State season doesn't count. They're going to be grandfathered into the playoffs because Steph is coming back and Clay.
That sounds a little snippy.
Counts for me.
Yeah.
I wear
my
Hawks shirt. I'm very happy.
All right, so Tanitra, you gotta tell me, were you proud of the fact that he couldn't get away from a girl? Or were you proud of her? Because we've been giving him grief all
We haven't given him grief like I wanted to. Because I was disappointed and disgusted with him, totally honest. Because I mean, but This is what happened. I was disgusted with it. But this is what happened. When we rolled back together, because we rolled back together, and we were talking about it, Abe does what he always does, convincing me to think otherwise. But he was right to a certain extent about the way that it was explained. Shout out to Rugby ATL, because they did a great job, great showmanship. But like Tanitra said, the most athletic thing that Abe did was like jump over the fence. He didn't do nothing. He
was a pretty impressive jump, though.
No. It was a pretty impressive jump. He tied his shoes and everything, talked trash and everything. I had a video. Next time I come back, brother, I'm going to have me a black jersey. Abe came back. Uh-huh. No black jersey.
I was bamboozled and hoodwinked.
Oh, so that's what it was?
Just a little bit. I thought it was in the mail.
Oh, the jersey's coming. I'm going to still get the jersey. Don't worry about it. I'm going to find a way. Hey,
I want to see it.
Participation trophy jersey.
Right. All right. You get a jersey.
All right. First off, I misunderstood. I won't say I was misled by Olivia and Gareth there, but with Rugby ATL. And thanks again to them for all the hospitality.
Yes.
I thought I had to get hit 5 times to get the jersey. You heard them say something about 5 times.
Yeah.
You heard them say something about five. I'm standing right next to them. And they said, you got to take 5 hits. That's how I'm going to earn it. Because when we had Coach Lawrence on early in the week last week, he said, you're going to have to earn that jersey. Yes. I thought getting hit 5 times by Matt Hitman Heaton, professional player for Rugby ATL,
right,
and a young lady whose name I don't want to blunder, so I won't say it.
It ain't the first time a name would be blundered on this show, so you'd be right at
home.
Well,
by me it would.
See, look at you. The elite CC.
Made my point.
Cochlea. And so.
We still on that?
Of course we are.
And so, Abe, I thought it was just going to get hit 5 times. So what do I do? Like a moron, I run right into the both of them.
Yeah.
And in fact, I kind of lean into the Hitman Heaton a little bit
to
make sure he's the one that gets. If we're going to get hit, I'm going to get hit. Let's get hit.
Let's get hit.
And so I'm ready, and they just drive me back. You can see in the video on 92.9 The Game that Willie P was able. He got a great angle. I don't go forward at all once they wrap me. I go just straight back. I get driven back.
Yes.
I stay on my feet for a little while, but I get driven back. All right, there's the first hit. Great, fine. And then the other two guys go.
And they look so much better.
They just... Like,
especially the third guy. He looked like a strategy.
Let me tell you what it was. For the people out there that need a visual because you weren't there. Remember when Trae Young was in the All-Star game and he went first and he struggled a little bit. And then everybody else shot way better than he did. It's kind of what Abe did.
I thought the whole point was to get hit, and they just run around him. They just ran right around him.
Yeah.
With a whole field. Abe. Rugby is a game of contact.
But, Abe, they gave you a shot, too, but you wanted to be the stand-up guy and said, no, Abe, if I'm getting the jersey, I'm getting it.
I thought
really
I had to
play.
Earn it by getting
no,
hit.
No, she told you. The announcer told you. She was like, hey, I didn't say you couldn't try again. I never blew a whistle or anything like that. She gave you chances to go back,
running.
Remember?
That's not how rugby
is.
I'm still thinking they're giving me four more chances to get hit.
She told you to just go for it.
Once you got tackled, you had to just pick up the ball and go again.
Well, first off, there's no ball. I just ran.
Yeah, but she told you.
But he ran right
go.
Into him.
She told you.
And he just stopped.
Yeah.
And then he was. I think he was waiting for his next turn.
I thought I was just going to get hit four more times. I thought that they were going to tackle me 4 more times.
And you know.
And then the next two guys just run around the girl and get to the jersey.
Well, she tackled.
And
that's why I said that.
That's why he got around her.
That's why, you know,
move the jersey. It was a moving.
It's kind of. I mean, I kind of get where Abe was coming from because Abe's literal. Like, literally. We've been working with Abe long enough, so I can see why Abe actually thought what he thought, because when it was explained, that's kind of what you got from it. But his effort was, like,
I thought the whole point
horrible.
Was to take 5 hits.
Yeah, but I can't get out his effort because I didn't do it. So, I mean, at least he did
it. I didn't do it.
No,
but
I can.
I would do like whatever.
But I would have. They didn't ask me.
Here's the thing, though. I did what I thought I was supposed to do.
I'm doing what every other red-blooded American should do.
But it wasn't a run. It was more like a jog, like a tepid
Well, he's a real.
Like, maybe if it was a run, I could give you some credit. Hey, I was on the sidelines cheering you on.
You didn't even put a juke move out there, dog.
I didn't. But I thought I was supposed to just get tackled. I didn't think I was supposed to make the miss. I thought I was supposed to get tackled 5 times.
Did you see what was going on with rugby? Only person that tried to run into
that
somebody was the big French dude.
He didn't run.
He was massive.
Wait a minute. John,
I'm glad he went out there. They wouldn't have needed two of them if he was out there.
The big French dude from the New York rugby squad, they said, well, he came in a little bit overweight. How a much little? Overweight? Right? Like
an
John.
Entire rugby player overweight.
He was.
Yeah, he would have been disqualified at the weigh-in. I mean, that kind of big.
He didn't look like he ever played rugby ever.
No, he was looking like, tight endish.
At 6 foot one, he definitely outweighed Tyson.
He
Fury.
Looked like a guard.
Yeah.
Like he looked like an NFL guard.
Yeah.
Like,
remember seriously. Grady Jackson?
You talk about back in the day, Grady Jackson from football,
or not Grady? Who was the Jackson that played tackle? Now I'm blanking on the names.
I know a tackle named Grady. I don't think it was that.
No,
was
not
Grady.
Grady.
Jackson?
I think it was Jackson. Was there a Ray Jackson or something?
I remember Grady. But
now I'm blanking on my name. I know Bo's listening. He's going to text me. Like, you fool. It's this guy. Was it Grady Jackson?
Who did he play for?
Yeah. Like number 99 or something.
I remember,
yeah, he played with the Falcons for a little bit.
Okay.
His whole move was to stop the run. He just did this. That's all he did. He just held his arms out. No one moved.
He was with the gravy ladler.
I don't know.
Gilbert Brown.
Gilbert Brown.
He used to be the grave digger.
Yeah, because Gilbert was all 400.
Grave digger used to be my favorite. Now,
yeah, but we used to call him the gravy ladler.
BJ, he was so big. BJ and Gilbert, those big.
BJ Raji?
Yeah.
They don't make him
Roger
like that.
Roger was like that, yeah. No. He was 400.
But,
too.
Yeah, so I didn't know I could just run around him. It's a game of contact.
No, but I give you all the credit for even
blew
trying.
It,
you know,
you blew it.
I did blow it. Cool. Hey, I could have run around.
But you know what, John? That wasn't even really a try.
Yeah, I know.
He's about to get a participation.
I don't want to run full speed.
If you go out
either
and they offer you to throw the first pitch and you bounce it 48 feet in front of the plate,
I'm not going
to
do that. If anything, it'll be a floater.
But the first pitch is a pretty obvious, detailed what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Right.
I misunderstood what I was supposed to accomplish.
Clearly,
Abe's literary thought process was his demise in this.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what it was.
Take five hits, get a jersey. Take 5 hits, get a jersey. All right, I'm going to run right in the middle of you two.
Abe can't do that.
Yeah, don't think
that's
what
it
is.
Idea. He thought too much about it, and they explained it to him, and he every word that they explained, he did exactly what they told him to do.
Which is what I should do. I should do exactly what they told me to do. And They moved the finish line on me.
Right, but then they pulled it back in your favor and said, hey, we didn't tell you that you had to
there
stop.
Was no, like, there was no, like, try again.
Yes,
that was
she
it.
Did. She totally gave you shots.
No. After I had stopped, I thought I was getting another chance.
No, but then after the two guys ran right to the jersey, ran right around the ground,
I was like, maybe I'll get another chance to run right around them again.
Yeah, and she told you you could try.
No, we got kicked off the field.
In that space, she told you you could try again.
I thought that, but at that point, I still thought the idea.
And wait, there's the key word, though.
Try.
Thought.
Rugby ATL has chimed in. Can I share with you, Rugby ATL,
what you got?
Shout out to Rugby ATL. Good effort, but probably as close as you'll ever get to a black jersey, Abe.
Woo-woo.
Oh. For a while.
Man.
You show great ability to take contact. Rugby is a game about getting past the contact.
Whoa.
I tried to tell you.
Shots
you didn't
want
to listen to me.
He won't listen to me either.
I was ready to get hit five. Rugby. How many times did you see a guy get hit, get back up? I was ready to do that.
Can we do it? Rugby ATL, can we get a do-over?
Can we get a do-over?
I wanna,
and this time, invite you or me or John or Oren.
This time I'm just going to run around.
Because I'm going to sprint around somebody.
Well, I didn't think that was a point.
I'm going to get my black jersey. If I'm rolling up to Mayretta,
Mike Conti's on my side. Mike Conti understands it's a game of contact.
It's not. It's a game.
John's like, whatever.
They just said it was a game of getting around people.
We've got to get to a break here.
We got
to
go.
All I want to do is pound the spike in for Atlanta United. That's
look at
simple.
Nice. Shameless plug.
Go, John.
Yeah, no, that's what I want to do.
You better shoot your shot, John.
Yeah, you and I had to pound the spike. Bang, bang.
Why are you always bringing me into I don't want to do
that. Yeah, you do. It'd be fun.
I got to go with you.
Yeah.
Fine. John doesn't want to go by himself.
On Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.